fighting hell out of me.
I'll say it again. Good. The big show is about to begin. It's a pleasure and an honor to welcome the Portable Folk Festival here for the first time in the grounds of Stephen Foster Center. The group is being co-sponsored by Stephen Foster Center, the Florida Bicentennial Commission, and is supported in part by a grant from Southern Federation of State Arts Agencies and the National Endowment for the Arts. The hosts for the afternoon are C.C. Conway and Guy Carawan. They are folklorists, members of the National Folk Festival Association, an organization that celebrated its 38th year at Wolf Trap near Washington, D.C. this past July. And all of us here, for the most part, know that our beloved Sarah Gertrude Knott founded the National Folk Festival. She's a dear friend, and all these folks up here will be dear friends by the time the concert is over. Let's welcome C.C. Conway and Guy Carawan.
C.C. will be out in a minute. I'm going to play you a few tunes for his son, this Hammer Dulcimer. It's an old Irish tune called Paddy on the Turnpike. Irish tune brought to this country many years ago. We have a really interesting bunch of people here. People have retained material that's come over from the British Isles, from Africa. We have coal miners, people who live up here in the Sea Islands off the coast of Brunswick, one of the best, greatest living blues singers in the country, Johnny Shines. And the person who helped pull a lot of this festival together to take around the South is C.C. Conway. And I want to introduce C.C. Conway to you. She's a folklorist up at Chapel Hill, and she's also married to Tommy Thompson, the Red Clay Rambler, and she made a beautiful film about a Piedmont banjo player named Dink. This is Cece.
Thanks. One of the purposes of the folk festival is to try to bring back to the Southeast the folk music that's grown up here and that's more vital than probably any other part of the country. The first person who's going to play for you today is a blues singer from near Tuscaloosa, Alabama. The blues was one of the first original Afro-American musics to emerge in this country. It came around 1900 after the end of the minstrel era and after the guitar became widely available. The man who's going to play for you is an incredible blues player. I'd like for you to meet Johnny Shines.
Really a pleasure to be here with you all. When you all get tired of hearing my noise, just tell me stop. Just throw up your hands and stop right now. You know, I'll quit. I like to stop. Matter of fact, I'm pretty good at stopping. You know, you can beat me starting, but you can't beat me stopping. If they was paying me for stopping, boy, I'd be rich. Have you ever loved a woman? No, man, you got to pay the cost. Did you ever love a woman? Arkansas myself. Matter of fact, I shouldn't ever forget the title. so-and-so name. Someday, we gonna shake land hand goodbye. Someday, baby, ooh, we gonna shake land hand goodbye. I love you, mama, and I don't afraid to die. She's a kind hearted woman, she's the evil all the time. Kill me, baby, had to keep it on your So many times we get up in the morning. We just take it for granted that we had to wake up this morning. But that really isn't true. You woke up because the good Lord decided he'd spare you over another day. Through the day, ask him. Stand by me. If you remember, remember, even when.
got to be baby, got to say, I mean, baby, got to say. Sorry for you, big boy.
playing for you. Half as much as I enjoyed playing for you. We both have gotten something out of it. I really enjoyed myself playing for you. Hope to be able to play for you again in some future day. The main thing about it is, let's all of us learn to love one another. And we'll be very, very successful. In other words, if I don't want you to stand on my feet, I won't stand on yours. Thank you.
That was really nice. Johnny just flew all night to be down here to play for you today. He played music last night in Ann Arbor, Michigan, and took a plane right from his job, arrived in Jacksonville about 8, and got here about 11, I think. So that was quite a show, I think, and quite an effort. Some of the earliest kind of folk music was the unaccompanied ballad, and the next man who's going to sing for you does that style. He also does mining songs. He spent a lot of time up in West Virginia. In fact, until a couple of months ago, lived just up the hill, sort of from Williamston, which you know was done in very badly by that flood. His daughter is also a very fine singer, an excellent dancer, and both of them were just in the film Harlan County, USA, which won an Academy Award. If you have a chance to see that, you'll be able to see them in it and hear them, and there's some other good folk music in that. Right now, I'd like for you to meet Nimrod Workman and his daughter, Phyllis Boynes.
Garden of Gethsemane. The rope takes him all the way through to the cross and shows you what happened. I wrote this song. Me and my daughter's going to do that together. This is on our album. We're going to do this one together. Once a fruit.
show bloodstains all red. They whipped him, they beat him, placed spears in his side, and out of them spear hole ran water and blood.
In coal mines for 42 years. Me and my wife had 13 children, still got 11 of them living, about 60-some grandchildren, besides the great-grandchildren. I'm 82 years old, and I thank the Lord I'm still on the way. I tend my own gardens, I sing, I draw my pensions, I've taken black lung from working in the mines, I picked them up in Washington, D.C., I'm a good Democrat. I like old Bird. He was a Democrat, but I wanted a good one. So he runs off from the White House and goes home, and I followed him home and picketed him, threw the picket line on him. I stayed there till we got to pay for coal miners for black lung. I won on them. Before I got done with them, they invited me to Central's cafeteria to eat with them. I said, I'll take that too. I stayed with them. I didn't give up. That's what you got to do when you got your battle to fight here, and you got to fight it for yourself and stand on your own 2 feet. That's the way I do it. I taken black lung and I wrote this song, black lung song. Went into my place this morning, and I got down on my knees. Couldn't load no coal. All I could do was cough and wheeze. Got that new McCormick ocean back long too. You get one, you got the other. Either way you lose. I'm an old coal miner, and I beat dust all my life. I'm too old to learn a new trade. What can I tell my wife? Got that new McCormick black lung too. You get one, you got the other. Either way you lose. Got 13 little children, and they've all got to eat. No clothes upon their back, no shoes upon their feet. Got that new McCormick black lung too. You get one, you got the other. Either way you lose. But when I get up in heaven, St. Peter's gonna cry when I tell him the reason poor Nimrod had to die. With that new McCormick black lung too. You get one, you got the other. Either way you lose. When I get up in heaven, I'm gonna hug St. Peter's neck. When he tells old Paul and Silas, giving him his black lung check. Cure that new McCormick black lung too. You get one, you got the other. Either way you lose. I get paid for it too, yeah. Get paid as long as I live. No longer than the Social Security. I didn't quit. Another one I wrote 42 years. Coal mine. Welfare system, they told me, said, there's work you can do. Had a slip disc and back, black lung. Doctor said, you'll never be able to work anymore. Just get out. welfare system before we could get on Social Security and get it lined up. They said, there's jobs you can do down in Columbus, Ohio. Said, they've got jobs down there. All you got to do is sign a paper and go out there and read easy. We're going to get you a job. I went down. Well, I got a job. They said, give me a slip, said, you go to the doctor. I went to the doctor, and I began to hear them say, talking to each other, two doctors. Said, this man's lungs have broke down. He's not able to work. So, winds up, I had to go back home, you know. And they asked me where all this happened. I told them it's a coal mine. I said, well, you go back to the coal mine, let them pay you compensation. Which, they'd rather die if that give you compensation. They ain't going to give you nothing. They can get by with it. Oh, 42 years is a mighty long time for to lay beer on tall down in a coal mine. But down in that deep hole where them bright lights did glow, back in a dark room I was fading up cold. My bones, they did ache me, and my kneecaps got bad. Down on that hard rock, on a set of knee pads. The motors were shifting, I got sand in my heart. Both lungs were broke down from breathing. Well, it sent me to Columbus to find a new job. They sent me to the doctor, and I heard them say, both lungs is broke down, you've seen your best day. Both lungs are broke down, and you've seen your best day. Go back to that coal mine where they got you this way. I went back to the coal mine, and the boss man did say, the company don't want you, and compensation won't pay. The doctors, they've told us, just didn't get you. I was working in the coal mine. I'm going to sing you all I usually sing. It's never where I go. Of course, it don't make no difference what a man is, a Democrat or Republican, if he's good and he likes to hear what people are doing to him anyhow, don't he? Especially the working class of people. None of them gets it. They're going to stick all the money in the pocket. They ain't going to give us any of it. Rest we'd do a double share for it. And then we got to keep guiding them to get that. That's the way I found it all these years I've worked. I've worked in a coal mine ever since Woodrow Wilson was president. Way back there. I'd bother my TV a whole lot. I'm off bad to get out in the garden, you know, and work. And then run in and watch a program on TV. I'd come in and turn it on. I was Watergate on it. Watergate. I'd turn it off and get back out in the garden. I'd come back in, you know, and maybe it was off. My wife would turn it on. I was Watergate again. I got tired of that thing, and I just wrote a song on it. Either I went up and looked at the Watergate in Washington, D.C., you know, it was up on Smith's only a festival. I found out what the Watergate was, you know. Come on, boys, and we can't wait. Come on, boys, and we can't wait. You gotta go down to the Watergate. The Watergate boogie. The Watergate boogie. The Watergate boogie. She's about got me. Well, if one more man could tap the line, and he taped the door, and the Watergate bugs all over that floor. The Watergate. The Watergate boogie. The Watergate boogie. She's about got me. When my wife come home, turn on the TV. Watergate bugs was peeping at me. Watergate, Watergate, Boogie, she's about got me. I'm an old Democrat going down the track, shaking them a lot of bugs off my back. It's Watergate, Boogie, it's Watergate, Boogie. The Watergate Boogie, she's about got me. How'd Watergate get anything? I don't know how long I got there. One more? This isn't a hard one. Ain't nobody sings it like I do. Because, you see, they just sing about halfway down it and don't know what it goes to. Not born and raised in East Virginia, to North Carolina, here I did go, holding up a fair young lady, her age and name I did not know. Her harbor of a dark brown color, her cheeks were of a rosy red. Upon her breast she wore white lilies, where I longed to lay my head. Well, I'd rather be up some dark hollow where that sun don't ever shine. I'd for you to be another man's darling when you promised you'd be mine. Oh, darling dear, go and ask your mama if my bride you can ever be. And if she says yes, we'll go and get married. But if she says no, we'll run away. I will not go nor ask my mama, for she lives on her bed at rest, all in her hand a bloody dagger. She'll kill that man her out of bed. Oh, darling dear, go ask your papa if my bride can ever be. He said, yeah, we'll go and get married. And if he said, no, we'll run away. I will not go nor ask my papa. He lays upon his bed at rest. In his hand he holds that man her all the best. He said, take me back to East Virginia, where them pines grows long and tall, from away from my true lover. She's been a cause of my downfall. Honey, when I'm dead and in my coffin and my face to the sun, you can look upon me, little darling, and just think of what you've done. Now, I have those albums over here, and that first song me and my daughter sang, which it's on it, a lot of those songs. Anybody wants them?
going to stay here for a while?
For a little while, you know. Not, we're going to watch some kind of ambush and stuff. Why, are you all picking
way
after me? Huh. We might be able to twist our arm for half an hour or so before we head there.
Where I was raised up is a little coal camp in Mingo County where my dad worked in the mines. And most of the things that I heard from him was like old ballads or either coal mining songs. And I'd like to do one called The Mining Town Blues, Mining Camp Blues. So once I had a daddy and he worked down in a hole. Once I had a daddy, and he worked down in a hole, digging in a hauling, hauling that Birmingham coal. Oh, many times I wonder when they took my daddy down. Oh, many times I wonder. And they took my daddy down. Will they bring him back to me? Will they leave him in the ground? Yodel, ole, ole, ole. Well, something like a picture that they sent down in a well. Well, something like a picture that they sent down in a well. Wonder will they break it? Lordy, lordy, who can tell? He was a coal miner from his hat down to his shoes. He was a coal miner from his head down to his shoes. And I know he's dying with these mining town blues. Ole, ole, ole. Next song I'd like to do is was written by Hazel Dickens, who's originally from West Virginia. It's called The Working Girl Blues. Hey, 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 I got the early Monday morning working blues. And I put on my ragged worn out working shoes. Well, the weekend was too short, but I can't choose. When the Lord made the working girl, he made the blues. Said I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pay. And they get rich off the profits that I lose. Said a raise is due most any day, but I wonder will my hair be all turned gray? Before he turns that dollar loose and I get my due, I lose a little bit of these working girl blues. Said I'm tired of working my life away and giving somebody else all of my pain. They can live in any old penthouse they choose, girl blue. I'll be a lady working girl blues, and I can't even afford a new pair of shoes, and they can feel in any old penthouse they choose, and all I've got is the working girl blues.
couple little Irish tunes, one called Morrison's Jig and the Rights of Man. Here's just a little bit of a tin whistle tune called Pigtown Fling. They call those penny whistles because you buy them for a penny. Cost you $1.37 now. They're not made of tin anymore, they're made of brass. Well, I had a dog and his name was Blue. I had a dog and his name was Blue. Had an old dog and his name was Blue. I bet you $5 he's a good one too. Here, oh Blue, you good doggy. Well, old Blue's feet was big and round. He never allowed a possum to touch the ground. Here, oh Blue, you good doggy. Started singing a song about 20 years ago, it seems like, and I think I met Thelma Bolton about 15 years ago up at Fox Hollow, and I've been wanting to come down here for about ever since I met her. It's my first chance to be down here. It's nice to look out and see Thelma. So this is for you, Thelma, old Blue. He never allowed a possum to touch the ground. Here, old Blue, you good doggy. Well, old Blue treed and I went to see. There was a possum up a cemetery. Possum come down on a swinging limb. Blue barked at the possum. Possum growled at him. Here, old Blue, you good doggy. Old Blue died. He died so hard he shook the ground in my backyard. Old Blue died. I laid him in the shade. I dug his grave with a silver spade. Lowered him down with a golden chain, and every link I called his name.